This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It is what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
What do you mean, Will?
Yeah!
We're
you back,
stop,
baby. Lincoln. Race Wars in the house. Kurt, say hi.
Hi, everyone.
We got Annie here.
Hi.
Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Mayor Merrick's here.
I know.
And David Feldman's coming in any second.
Yes. First of all, Annie's nipples are just out of control right now.
They're so big.
And I'm referring to the hairy one. The hairy one I called George.
They're both
I'm closer
hairy.
To the. No, no. I call one.
Well, I have my nipples pierced, so they're kind of.
I call one Rainey and one George because I'm closer to George. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, my friend George is in the audience.
That's George. I tribute it to George.
A lot of famous nipples named after him.
Yeah.
I was like, this isn't what George's girlfriend. That's why I didn't recognize.
Annie, who is this limp dick white boy opener who you fucking who needs?
I mean,
pills
I'm not doing
you.
This. This is unacceptable that you just did this.
I can't talk about it on air.
You just gave way too much information for me to say fucking. Any. I gotta go.
No, wait, no, don't wait. What are you? What are you doing?
I'm out, dude. I'm out.
I'm joking. It's jokes.
We're not live.
It's not a real thing.
Seriously, I would
it's
love
a joke
to tell
I'm
you all
on.
These other stories.
Oh my god!
No, I would love to tell you the full story, but
we just
now
take that out.
So much information that I now can't tell it.
It's not live. We can
there
we can cut anything
now.
Out. You know, it's not
oh
on
god.
Air. You know, we're not at Sirius anymore. We can cut anything out. Your nipples are alive
leave
with
the
flavor.
Storm out in.
Your nipples are alive with flavor. They're flavorful, and I don't care.
My nipples.
Control.
You know what my nipples taste like?
What?
Wigger.
I believe
Wigger
that.
Spit.
I can almost taste the hat backward on them.
They taste like a flat brim hat on a man that really should have curled that brim.
No,
he really should have curled
that. What was the thing? I guess you have to have the video.
You even hear?
Sorry, I just looked out. You just
Annie
almost
likes,
fucked my
I'll tell you what she likes. Know. A guy, because this is what you told me, a guy with a picture where he's like this, like.
Oh, I love like prayer got, hands.
He makes prayer hands like a fucking.
I like a white tattoos? Guy with a cross tattoo. It has to have a cross tattoo.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
I don't
these
want the
dirty
prayer.
Irish mix.
You just want a I guy like with a bunch of emojis on them.
Emojis are fine. I'm okay
emojis
with emojis.
On their skin?
No, I mean, I don't know. I don't look at their tattoos.
That's what
I just
tattoos,
need to make sure that their
emojis.
The tattoos have to be. Hand done.
She loves banging like Eminem in 8 Mile movie. That
yes.
Eminem
too successful.
Okay. Way too successful.
No. The one who wasn't successful.
No,
was
I
working
would have
the
to
factory.
Be. I would have to be a. I would have to be a successful rapper for it to make sense.
You fuck white trash. That's
I do.
The title,
I
Shelby.
Am white trash.
You fuck white trash.
I don't think that you are
Why,
though
are
because
you
all your friends
yes.
are all rich.
She knew you were from Philly just from your white trashness.
I know my
yeah, but
my voice.
You don't have to be that poor. In Philly to be trash.
You like, smell like a cheesesteak with a
what?
Dick in it.
Like poor. In what? In Philly?
Oh, no. Philly, it's just, it is white trash. Like,
yeah,
Philly has like a trashy. Because
she didn't come from, all her friends that she talks about growing up are all money people. So
I know
not,
they are.
Yeah. So, it,
but
it's,
that don't
it's
make trash.
Some
that's
of them
the,
are
yes,
money people.
The
yeah.
trash don't, I don't consider white trash people who are broke.
No, I made a choice.
A lot of the people that I know who are white trash are rich as fuck.
Well, I made a choice. I made a choice. You could tell that I chose to not hang out in my neighborhood. Do you know what I mean?
I know. At 12 years old, you was already jumping in cars that you didn't know who was driving.
Yeah, of course.
I can see that from you.
Of course.
You did your first acid tab at 13.
14.
I know this kind of girl.
Yeah, no, I was talking to, I'm friends with my next door, the kid that lived next door, and his dad was saying that he's like, we used to just like, you were always wearing like backless shirts. And it was just like, we were just like doing yard work. And you were just like this 14-year-old, just like half naked, like
it's
walking down.
It's unacceptable.
It is. Like, I always think about that.
Did you go to Catholic
like,
school?
No. Oh. I was a juvenile delinquent. They didn't let me in the schools.
No, she went to schools where you can take a knife, but not several
but
knives.
They, but
oh,
I feel
shit,
like,
there's Todd.
Yeah.
Oh, Todd's here.
Yeah.
Howard, come get over here
shit.
And see.
Right here, Dave.
Yeah. I'm like to see people in the audience over here when we do the live show.
We might be sure.
Everybody's invited.
Headset.
Everybody's invited here.
Yeah. Feldman's in
a Feldman's in a house.
This.
Girls, y'all know Feldman?
Hello.
Do you know David Feldman?
I think I met.
We met downstairs.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Get on your microphone. Oh. He's so nervous to be around hot girls.
hot girls.
He's like, is this a
you have the voice I should have, and I have the voice you should have.
Yeah.
He thinks he's in court right now. I did not touch them.
But I was thinking, like, when you have daughters, like, Todd, you have daughters, it's like, when they get older, like, I dressed like a baby slut. Like, I was, like, dressed slutty the minute I could.
Yes, I can see that.
Like, that sucks.
You
Todd as a loves dad, his when child. It's such a dirty, like your daughter's just dressed like a dirty.
Todd animal. Pays attention to his children.
Let's catch Howard up on this. You know, Annie's a comedian. Both comedians. They both girls. Are
my
comedians.
Third daughter came out dressed like a slut. I yeah. mean, absolutely yes. nothing.
Wearing you had
nothing.
Me in my first, my third what daughter. Were your first?
I could put some.
Look what
her.
I did to his daughter.
What were the
I
first two born in?
Keep your amniotic sac around.
Mine had a slit going all the way up to my ass. I had a backless.
Left
I had a backless amniotic
cooler
bag.
Oh my God, we're the complete. I waited to get to. Have sex while I was married.
Well, I'm not talking about having
Wait,
sex.
Wait, we got explain.
I was like, are you kidding?
She was. You yeah, were married.
Who'd you Correct. Marry?
But did you?
Arabs?
You can dress slutty and not fuck.
She's, I didn't dress slutty at all.
What small, stupid white town did you grow up in?
Rockford, Michigan.
Exactly.
What did
Rockford,
they do to you?
Michigan.
But then that makes less sense.
You know, it's more Iraqis there than it is white people.
No. Other side of the state.
So, but did you? Okay, did you do other stuff besides fucking?
Zero.
What?
Nada.
That's Catholic school, naughty.
Catholic school.
You were also an
I went to Catholic
virgin.
School, by the way. Bishop Locke went in Brooklyn. Big up. Giuliani went there.
I was the only
Mark
person
Jackson,
that believed all those
Foxy
videos.
Foxy Brown, Dougie Doug, and Sherrod.
I went to Catholic school.
It's crazy.
I believe. No, wait a minute.
Just
Howard.
To spray paint a crucifix.
He's fucking, so Jewish.
He's one, of the, he's one of the rare Jews that does anti-Christian graffiti.
It's like.
You don't see it a lot, but when you see it,
you But when
remember.
You see it, you know it's good work.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm looking at him like, your face, your facial structure is the Star of David. Like, you would never pass.
If Hitler killed me, he would have stopped. He would have said, I'm full.
He is the Jew of all Jews. Other Jewish people who point to him and go, there's too many Jews here.
He's like,
I thought I was chosen. He's chosen even.
Wait, you waited to have sex when you were married?
Yeah.
You were married. And
I
how
did, yeah.
what? How old were you when you got married?
19.
Oh, okay.
Christian
See, that's
bride.
Nice. Okay. All right.
Oh, what
okay.
a Christian
You're
thing
like,
to
my
do.
Pussy keeps getting wet. I've got to get married.
I've got to get married.
Who I was thought, he?
He was Jason. He was my boss at Toyota Financial.
Hot.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Hot.
Yeah.
Did he give you a layaway plan?
It was great.
Did he give you a deal on a torso?
You were his fourth wife.
I was his fourth wife.
Are you really? Are you for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait a minute.
Good on him for waiting.
I've had two other husbands since then.
How old was he?
He was 42.
What a piece of shit.
Hold the fuck up.
Yeah.
You got married at 19. He was 42, and you
what
had two other husbands.
Sure, you're not
said,
an Arab. He's
you
an Arab.
Shit.
No, I've
not.
Had two other husbands.
You had then. Two other husbands since that husband.
Yeah.
What Bible verse did you grow up in? Yeah. You grew up
Leviticus.
Inside a Bible verse.
Do you fuck between relationships a lot now?
A lot, yeah.
Yay.
Was it hard growing up in
fuck
the...
anything.
Yay,
yeah.
Let's just come. We should be coming. Let's just come.
She grew up in the village of Corinthians. Who gets married that much?
It was Corinth.
If you're not Elizabeth Taylor.
Well, when you start when you're that young, you're like, obviously you're not going to stay with the fucking old
What's
man.
The other two niggas old dudes?
No, one was younger. The other one was younger.
Who was the drummer?
The last one.
I do have to be a drummer in here somewhere, nigga.
I like that you tried out different marriages.
I know.
You can't get married multiple times and not have a drummer one time.
You married the 42-year-old pervert, and then you realized you didn't
Holy
want to do that.
Shit.
And then you married someone younger, and then you were like, wait, obviously a drummer.
Why'd you get divorced, though?
I got divorced.
He died of
time.
Natural causes.
Yeah. Her vagina killed him.
First time I didn't dodge a punch. And then.
Wait, he was hitting you?
Yeah. And then the second time.
So he was your father, too?
I know.
How many jobs did this poor man have?
I just need my father to finger me. That's all I need.
That's
yeah,
the name
your
of the
dad really let you
for
the
a crime.
He really did.
Yeah. The father to finger me. Wasn't Meredith Baxter Burney in that movie?
I will tell you, my
it
dad
was on
fingered
oxygen.
Me. And it has been. No, he didn't. I wish. I wish.
He identifies you in a lineup. It's not the same. Why? Okay, wait. So he threw a punch at you and you divorce him.
Yeah.
Well, that's not biblical. I mean,
no,
you might as well be fucking.
No, don't try to skim. You're skimming over it.
Oh, for
he,
fuck's sake.
The last punch, you was like, that's enough.
That's enough.
It ain't the first punch. That was the last
No, first punch. She was 19. What 19-year-old's going to leave on the first
her
punch?
He hit her early on, didn't he?
No, it was just one.
After the first year?
Why? What did you say to him?
I know, it was my fault. It was
Don't
my fault.
Laugh at that hack joke.
What, do you not know how to listen?
No, he just did a lot
he
of
told
drugs
you twice.
One night and just beat me the fuck up.
He did what
did
drugs?
Really?
Coke.
Kurt's
meth.
Like, what
yeah,
drugs? Coke. Coke.
Wait,
this?
Did you say coke and meth?
Yeah, meth. He only crazy. Did coke because he ran out of meth.
And he's 43?
Yeah.
This guy's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
he's
pretty rad.
Michigan.
Yeah, I guess people like meth more than they like coke if you have the option.
I think
if you're in that
out.
Neighborhood, they want meth. And it's like, ah, I'm only
well,
down to
we
coke.
San Diego. Yeah.
In San Diego, was he Mexican?
No.
Was he in the Navy?
White. OG yeah. White.
Was he in the
no,
Navy?
He was dying from
was
that drugs.
He was British?
Yeah.
I hate what happened to you. Not even the beating is obviously terrible, but that's just the base.
So you yeah, let a red things. Coat do this to you?
You
historical slut. You gave our pussy away to the queen.
Treason! Let's behead this bitch.
So he was a, what did he do for, he was a car dealer?
No, no, no. We work for Toyota Financial, so the actual like bank.
Insurance.
Oh, so he wasn't rich.
Banker,
he was,
like we
were
rich.
You were rich?
Yeah, we were rich.
Oh, my Toyota Finance people are rich?
So oh, you were rich, he was 42, you were 19.
Yeah, I had to use a fake ID to get drinks at my wedding night. It was awesome.
That is kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Holy shit. What did your parents say about it?
They didn't say anything because we didn't tell them for a year.
Do you think
didn't tell them you were divorced?
I want to hit you right now for this. I want to strike you.
Could you tell he had a violent streak when he said, "Would you like my fist in marriage?"
Weird.
You know what's funny?
I do?
That gay, might be the title, Shelby.
Do you know Go To Gay Tommy's boyfriend said the same thing to him?
And that's a donkey fist, I guess. Oof, if you will. But listen, so after you got to, how long were you married the first time?
2.5 years.
And when did you get married again?
A year later.
And I want to punch you in your white trash face.
Honestly,
you are out of control.
Catholic school is
the
weird.
Fuck are
it's
you?
Really weird.
American
it's really weird.
Version of Pippi Longstocking? How poor were... You got poor thoughts.
I know, I really do.
Your
but
thoughts
I always
are poor.
Married rich. I always married rich.
So did you get a good divorce settlement type of thing?
No, the second one, I made a lot of money, so I had to pay... I was only married for 17 days, so I had to pay him...
Bitch.
That's some Britney shit.
You know, I was at the first wedding with the
right.
beater.
This is
right.
Her first husband, Dave Feldman.
Yeah, he's right here.
I knew something
you
was up.
I don't like how you're fingering.
Wait, you knew something was up? How did you know,
well, the first song, the first song they danced to was... Bop, 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 gonna fly now.
Rocky. It was just... Oh.
I'm like,
we were all giving him courtesy laughs.
I know.
And then
that was the worst rendition of a Rocky, huh?
You decided to sing it instead of say the Rocky theme. It would have been
Rocky
beautiful.
Rocky strong now. Give me some of that.
When the minister goes, are you ready to rumble?
Did the minister have a mic hanging from the ceiling? That's my only
It dropped down.
It got weird. Yeah.
I can't believe you married a fucking 42-year-old and you're 19.
Know.
That guy did not deserve you.
Oh, he was all up in that young pussy.
Puss. That young virgin puss?
Oh, you were a virgin?
You lost
wait a minute. Number one, of course he did. He was a rich guy in
Let
Michigan.
Me tell you
what does he not deserve a Michigan 19-year-old? I should
second.
Think if I were that rich, I could get any 19-year-old.
It was Toyota Financial. Her rich is not everyone's
oh.
rich.
You
okay?
were a virgin.
We had
virgin.
George Wallace here, too.
You were a virgin, and you married a wife beater. How much blood was on the sheets
oh
that wedding night?
No, well, that's fine. The same amount of blood on the sheets every time
the
I fuck someone.
The mattress
when you get fucked right, that's what it looks like, dude.
The yeah. mattress look like a tampon.
She didn't even have sex. You're like, did I just have sex?
I think I
it. I don't know. Why is this even weird? I don't even.
Shut up, Annie. We're having blood laughs.
I know. I just
let
every
us laugh off
I
of
have
the blood
has,
of a woman.
Every pillowcase I have has blood stains on it.
Because you just got a tight snatch. That's what you're trying to brag. You brag. You throwing shade at our fucking guest.
No, I'm talking about getting my face smashed into it.
Anywho,
whatever.
That's why she'll never be married. Anywho,
I had no interest. So thank you. I'm the opposite.
Oh, really? You
want to
get married. You know.
Are you kidding me? No, don't put your shit on me.
Me? I could have got married. I could marry Howard
I'm
right now tonight.
Saying,
in front
you're
of
you're putting
people.
Your
David.
Idea on
David.
David,
I'm sorry.
David.
I mean, David. I'm sorry.
But it's,
I can still marry the nigga.
He's very Jewy, so it seems like a
yeah,
Howard.
I've been
David,
love,
so it sounds like a Howard. But Howard is what I'm thinking. Yeah. Howard the comedian.
It's the same difference.
You know Howard the comedian I was fucking.
Yeah. I do know him.
I miss him too, by the way. He's in L.A.
This is me alive during the Holocaust. It's David, not...
Thank you for acknowledging that you were alive during it, because I wanted to say it earlier when we were making fun of 42-year-olds. I know we were offending you, but...
He's like, out to be 42 again.
David always wears long sleeves, so you don't see that tattoo. What?
You got it? Shelby's got something for us. Play it, Shel. Oh, my text.
Is it? I like is the guy calling in, Joe Numbhiss?
Oh, yeah, we got bad news about a good friend to the show.
X-Pac, yeah.
He got arrested at the airport.
Who?
Oh, God.
With, unfortunately.
Marriage drugs.
When you got married on, the drugs that your husband had that night.
Oh, my God.
Meth,
one time I went through that.
And weed.
Oh, God.
On him.
Who?
International flight.
Oh, shit.
Wrestler, friend of ours who did the show many a times. And I want Joe Numbhiss to call in from Wrestling Soup, the podcast.
He tried to get meth through TSA?
I don't know the story. I just got to hear the story. I don't know the story. Somebody sit back off of your mic. Who? Sit back off of your mic.
Who, me?
Try to get Joe Numbhiss on the phone. I told him that we'll try to get a... Shit.
Is it Numbhiss? It's not Numbhiss?
It's Numbhiss.
I swear to God, I thought his name was Numbhiss. The way you texted it to
That's
me.
That's how I spelled, though.
It's spelled Numbhiss? And he pronounces it how?
You're not going to laugh at a friend.
Wasn't going to.
I believe it's spelled like that, yes.
I thought it was like a radio name or something.
Do you think it was his numb ass that all the drugs fell out of him? Numbhiss. Didn't feel it?
Well, first I thought he had a new mean job. Nickname for John Fattigate. Like, hey, tell Joe Numbhiss over here. Are you looking for him?
I'm looking for Wrestling Soup.
Okay, because he's going to call in, right? Because yes. I want to know what happened to poor X-Pac.
Yeah, but he's so sad that this fucking...
X-Pac is a nice guy, man.
What a nice guy.
And did you guys watch
people
wrestling?
Who don't know, he was also dating China, who passed away like a year ago.
Wow.
And they did the porn together.
Oh.
Yeah.
We talked about that extensively.
Interesting. So we're not as surprised that there was drugs.
No, not
you know
as
what?
Surprised.
You know what?
He taught us about Rainbow Soup.
He told us about Rainbow Soup. The wrestlers would take a handful of pills, all colors, and it's down them all. They call it Rainbow Soup.
Yeah,
they did that every flight. They did that every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
They're like huge men.
Big men.
China was not a man.
But, wow. Almost. Yeah, I saw, what's his name? Kevin
Joe
Nash.
Joe Numbhiss.
Remember
know.
Kevin Nash? That he was the wrestler. I can't remember what his wrestling name was. Kevin Nash, at one point that was just his wrestling name, but I saw him in person one time, and his head was so fucking big. It looked like he's wearing a paper mache mask of his own
it's
head.
It's funny that you say that, because I went to wrestling when I was a kid at MSG at the Garden. And I saw fucking Sergeant Slaughter and Andre the Giant. These are the biggest human beings I ever, like, I've never seen dudes this big in my life.
Well, Sergeant Slaughter's not as, he's been shrinking a little, because I saw him at
I'm
that
talking
roast.
About back, this was like 83, 82, 84 maybe. The nigga's back was the size of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
It was it was like ridiculous.
It was the size of the town Mara grew up in.
Money, somebody said to me, we were talking on the radio the other day, they said when Andre the Giant walked around, like a horse, flies would follow him around.
Shower.
Take that
I
in.
Think Mara has a good point. Just shower, Andre. It's... I but mean, how, a horse, I understand. Disgusting. They have hooves they can't reach behind.
But he rinsed down horses in the fly stay, so...
Rinse off Andre.
He was walking into the ring with his own set of flies around him.
When he died, several species of things died with him.
That's gross.
He fucked a bunch of horses.
It was extinction.
He's at the Playboy Mansion all the time.
But he had gigantism, so he was like growing up until like he died. Like he never stopped growing.
He never stopped growing.
So eventually you just keep growing until you like your, I don't know, your skull like... presses it on your shit.
And you die. And your heart gets too big.
Who
a doctor.
The Incredible Marfan. Hulk? Who is that?
That was Ray Ferrigno.
Bill Bixby.
Rigno, yeah.
No.
What? He's pretty big. He used to work out of
He's still big. He's deaf, too, you know. He's deaf.
Yeah.
Not like deaf, like twice. Funky Fresh. I mean, like, you can't hear.
I know. I was like, hi.
I don't mean like Def Jam with Russell Simmons. I mean, like, the nigga can't hear.
He's dropping mics, okay? This motherfucker is dropping mics.
I just want to make sure that y'all understand it's not a hip-hop talk. No, the nigga can't hear.
But he's big.
I thought it was hip-hop talk.
I know you did,
all
sweetheart.
Of us white people
I thought he was a wigger.
Hip-hop
You're
talk.
Telling me that he...
I know. I was getting so wet. I was slashing on this chair over here.
Dimitri.
I swear to God, I want to punch you.
I know. You want to punch me with your dick in my cervix. I get it.
Thanks. So you got the email.
I understand.
That's how you
thank
took
you for
that.
Emailing me formally.
I thought Shrod,
it was all caps. I don't know.
I swear to God, I thought Shrod was proposing to marriage.
Oh, yeah. It's fist. He wanted to fist me.
I shall take this one to bang cervixly for my remaining days. So, okay, third husband, explain.
Oh, third husband, boxer, professional boxer.
Oh.
And drummer.
I know.
So you ain't take enough ass whooping in the first one. You said, let me get a pro to punch me around.
Did you feel like you had a better chance with the pro?
I was like, I know some stuff now, so what, I'm ready.
She knows how to duck, yeah, she learned.
Bob
well, what was the second, why did you get divorced from the second guy so fast?
Oh, I hated him.
Really? Wasn't just
in
like a
17 days you hated him?
No, I hated him way before, but the save the dates already went out, so I was like,
But wait, how did you, okay, there's a point God when you didn't hate it, him, I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, I used to be I was a professional cyclist for a while, and he was a triathlete, and we were training a lot together, and then I got hit by a car.
I thought you were going to say you worked at Honda Financial.
Before, Toyota.
But you have a really Forrest Gump.
No, that was my joke, was that she moved to another company.
It sounds
was a really
like
good joke. Really
the
good
audience
joke
is laughing.
I felt like you were too hard on David Feldman for that Rocky thing.
I thought the joke was good, we just didn't understand the song.
Boo, bitch. It sounds like whatever the dude's into, you're into.
Yeah.
First guy, financial, you're financial. Second guy, cycling and working out, that's what you're into. Third guy, boxing, you're a ring girl.
Close, except for I started there and then met them there.
Yeah, nice try, Shrek.
So they were copying off you.
Yes, they would copy me.
I was at your third wedding. I found it suspicious that you were registered at Gloria Allred.
Well...
Speaking of all red, how are their sheets?
I will tell you
no,
the truth.
No, fist me, but keep the gloves on, please.
The punchlines are so good, but it's like just even the setup is good. Occurring.
It was great.
It's just so good.
You're killing. So wait, what made you hate him? Like, how did you start hating him?
He just wasn't a man. So we would...
Yes,
I just need a man.
How much more man do you need?
He punches other men out for a living.
Let me tell you a
secret. No, not the second one.
The second one.
Here's the bad news. He was born a man. Nothing in his life that he does make him not a man. He was born one.
Well,
so he might be a bad man.
No.
Are you saying trans women are women?
At birth as a man and was always a man.
You okay, Sherrod?
I just want to get that
I love your reaction to Sherrod.
First of all, it's a Jamaican song.
Because I get
it's a Jamaican song. I was born a man. Born a man.
Listen.
So no, nothing in your life will make you not a man.
Stop attacking Caitlyn Jenner with
born
your comments.
Man.
Stop.
You can do something.
Have you met my ex? You met my ex.
Yeah, he's still a dude. Oh, he's still a man.
Oh, the
last
recent
one,
he's
yeah.
An
yeah,
asshole.
Yeah. Not a man.
Yeah, briefly. Well,
not
I didn't
man
know him enough.
Why
going
was he
off
not a man?
What you said, I didn't need him enough to know.
Guess what? Men are assholes sometimes.
I heard he's pretty cool.
That sometimes
happens.
Everyone likes him so much.
Or he's actually a great guy.
It's like, don't
what
think
I heard
manhood
is he had this
is
real
the,
bitch of a girlfriend.
So stupid.
He just couldn't do it.
I want to kill somebody.
You know, it's interesting about wanting to kill somebody.
I know, I really love
the joke. I've never felt the urge. I'm being serious. I've never felt an urge to hit a woman.
No, not hit a woman.
I would never fuck you.
Kick
the urge is important. Don't follow through, but the urge is
really.
You let her breathe. That's
like a
right.
Kegel.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
I punch him every time
felt,
I fuck him.
Me and Charlotte are just fighting the urge all day.
You don't want to make me angry.
Like, if you just look a little bit behind my eyes.
I don't want to get hit, but I like the idea.
I'm really straining.
I like the idea of like protection, right? So I wouldn't want a guy. I always thought like maybe I wanted like a Quaker guy, you know? I was brought up Quaker. Maybe I want a nice
you like
guy.
And then
I was
like,
Quaker?
No, fuck that. I want a guy who would like curb stomp a motherfucker for me. I want someone to take
you know
a windshield out
open
for me.
Open a mouth up and fucking American X station.
Sure,
I
did do that and you didn't acknowledge it.
Yes, I've done it before. And I'll do it again.
Have you done that?
I mean, nah.
Are you protecting your team?
I mean, nah. I haven't done that like that before. Why would I do that?
Oh, curb stomp. I think you said Kurt stomp.
Yeah, I want to do Kurt stomp. It's when you take a guy's head, you open his mouth, and you stomp him on your forehead.
Oh, my God. That's the most terrifying thing in the world.
It happens,
being
David.
Curb stomped?
As a
Jew. Sometimes motherfuckers got to watch what they say.
As a Jew, the dentistry alone. I think about those dental bills.
Insurance will not be covering that.
It's just a nightmare. Do you remember American History X?
Yes.
Possibly worst
of
movie. One of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Remember the dude? I know the dude, the director who came. I mean, he's a hangout at the cellar.
He did?
Yes.
Well, he took his name off it or something, right? Wasn't he mad how they fucking cut it at the end?
I think he was. He wanted it more brutal.
Oh, Jay used to love that movie. And
he wanted the racist to win.
The worst part, this is my favorite worst part of the movie.
He was a good dude, though. He was cool. He was crazy as shit, though. Always tracksuits. Yeah. He's like Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, but tracksuit?
I love a daily tracksuit.
Like, he always wearing track pants.
Really?
Always be wearing always in track pants.
Track pants?
Is he back in Serbia now? Why was he dressing?
That was the director's thing to do.
Oh, Annie, who is the guy that took... Remember we were going to do...
Serbia.
I was going to do Meltdown. We went to Meltdown.
Oh, the rapper?
This guy, this car pulled in as she's going to get her spot. And Annie was like furious because this guy... And then the guy came out of the car... And I look up, and I couldn't even hold. It was so hard to keep a straight face. This guy had an outfit like I've never seen.
He was wearing a do-rag. It was a white.
No, he had a do-rag with a hat, precariously balanced.
It was too much for me. It was
this tiny white guy, but he had to be from another country. I don't know what LA.
He was the worst.
This was in LA.
But I yelled out.
You didn't
want to
do that.
Good luck with dropping your next tracks, you piece of shit.
Yeah, Annie. But dude, if you saw this guy. There's no way to be that mad at him. Just when you see the app, I'm like, you deserve this spot, sir, for that getup. It was.
You are in costume. Thank you for coming in costume, sir.
Wasn't enough to refer to it as a getup.
Oh my God. It was a get down. It was unbelievable. But the guy was like, this is my spot. Where is he from, do you think? Because it had to be some kind of.
He was from some fucking loser country.
He couldn't have been.
He knew America.
He wasn't Armenian.
How dare you?
He was too white to be Armenian.
It's like he learned America through like Jackie Chan movies.
It was some kind of Polak country.
No, we talked to him because it was very Polak.
He learned America through Rumble in the Bronx when they showed the Bronx, but it was L.A. Remember
that
movie?
Yeah, it was
like,
as colorful.
Why is it mountains in the background of the Bronx?
But yeah, I mean, just the whole setup. I'm like, whose fucking privileged son are you who came to this country with nothing and built an empire? Oh my God! I couldn't even be mad looking at. Well, I wasn't trying to find a spot.
Livid. He sounds like a fun dude.
He
just
awesome.
Backed right into my spot as I was going. I was like going in. It was very annoying.
And he got the spot.
He sounds like he's the king of the deep web.
But do you remember that we got in trouble? The chick was like, "Are we saying wigger?"
And that's right. Somebody got mad because Annie's telling the story about some wigger took her spot.
Yeah, stop saying wigger. First of all, it annoys me. Just say white nigga.
I won't.
Just say white nigga.
Don't make me do that.
That will be
less. Wigger sounds ridiculous.
There's no other word.
That's a white supremacist
word. This white nigga jumped in front of me and took my spot.
But no,
that makes you the cornball when
no,
you say wigger.
No, white nigger is a nicer term. That's like my white. This white nigga George
nice
came
for?
In.
Wait. Who are you trying to be nice for? For me. Don't do it for me.
Can you please not do the master face? I hate it.
Oh, you trying to be nice with it? You trying to be sweet?
You're making me feel guilty.
You trying to be sweet in your delivery? White nigga is what you say.
I don't
Otherwise,
think it
I'm
is.
Saying.
Well, that's what you meant.
It's not.
Yeah, so mean what you say and say what you
no,
mean.
No, it's not.
No, wigger's
what it
a
means.
Real word.
Then give the word
it's
up.
It's a type of person who is trying to look urban, trying to look black, trying to look all these things. It's not. I don't think it's the same.
Okay, so you're trying to say a poser.
African-American.
You're saying a poser.
Yeah, you're like making fun of them.
Call
it's
them
not
a poser.
Like they're like.
Call them a poser. It ain't got nothing to do with wigger.
Posers.
It got nothing to do with Iggy.
Oh, it's just
call him a white nigga poser.
No.
Look, that
you're
delicious.
Adding more words. It's
listen,
supposed to be a nickname.
Whatever.
There's nothing you can't mess with perfection.
That one, call him a WNP. A bunch of WNPs
that,
in here.
That beautiful double G sound. I mean, it's fun.
I just need you to stop
delicious.
Talking shit on my boyfriends. You're hurting
Wigger.
My feelings.
Wigger sounds like
I'll call
you're
them
part of the problem.
Dope.
Well, no, that's my problem.
That's how
because
I find them.
Because that dude. You were mad, but I can't believe like stars weren't in your eyes. Because
he wasn't right. He was blonde. Ugh.
He was?
Please.
I ain't got time for a fucking.
You
like
a blonde?
Yeah, she likes a dark hair East Coast head.
I do.
You like an East Coast Lego head?
I like
head.
A piece of garbage from Philadelphia.
She like a
sorry.
Man who has the kind of hair that a Lego man has.
Please don't say man because we know I like boys.
Just black clip-on hair and fucking bad attitude.
And like a helmet, but his face is inside of it because it got twisted around and you can't move
I
it.
I always hook up with them when they're. I hook up with them until they turn 30 and then they're out. I can't.
You can't detect the punches
old.
Anymore.
How do you wait, meet what? Them?
I mean, they're just usually lowly comedians.
It's not.
No, they
oh,
usually
yeah.
no. She fucks. Don't try to put that on comics,
the,
bitch.
No,
don't
wigger.
Put your pussy on us.
It's
because we
thought.
Do that
it's
to
not,
you.
It's not that.
Open micers did that to you. So these niggas ain't comics. They also office workers.
Listen, the wigger part is
offices.
Not the shame of this. The shame of this.
Hey, Grant Barnes ain't do this to you, bitch.
No,
Nick
but it's
DiPaolo
not, no,
ain't
I
do
make,
that
I
to you, bitch.
What?
I'm saying it's no name niggas.
Who are you talking about?
The guy said you've been banging. Don't say it's been
I
comedians.
I never said they were good.
It's been
comedians.
Dudes who worked at comedy clubs.
Well, they're in LA.
But I'd be damned if they're
it's
comedians.
LA.
My
you
ex worked at a comedy club.
You got to be nice.
But he's
about
not
it.
A comedian, though, is he?
I mean, he
Kind of.
Is not.
The sound
no,
dude?
No, he's not.
He's not.
I thought
no,
he goes.
No, he did another
didn't
mic
he ask
once.
You for spots or something?
No, he told people that he was a kid.
See what I'm talking about?
You, talk
you
about
see what I'm talking about? Don't
it's
put
just,
that on
I'm
us.
I'm trying not to trash
that
him that bad,
pussy.
But he did tell people he was a comedian. And then when they were like, what do you do? I was like, I'm a sound guy.
And they were like, yep, everything like, checks out.
That makes sense. This seems right.
Comedians ain't break your heart. Niggas who want to be comedians broke your heart.
Nobody broke my
no,
heart.
No, she hasn't given
me
heart.
I fell down so that it broke my heart.
The whole point of this is to not give her heart to someone. That's the whole point.
No, the whole point is don't blame comedians for what you've been through. Because
you
had
are
to
misinterpreting
new
interpreting something. I don't really
Dave,
know.
Did you not hear
doing.
That us say comedians
lowly,
did this to me?
Some slow form of comedian.
He was right next to you.
I said some low listen, form.
A dude who did one open mic as a comic?
Not
no,
him. There's other things
there's
I can't.
Other losers in her life.
Oh, she can't talk about.
Yes.
Hey, stop doing hand sign language, Helen Keller.
I'm seriously
leaving
because you're going to fuck my coming up and I'm done.
Who's
if
coming up? I don't even
know. If you coming, I will fucking kill you, dude.
I love it. I don't
you're
even know who you're referring to.
I
who are you referring to?
Fucking do this.
Wait, what's happening right now?
I have no idea.
But it's real.
If she had, she's the only one who knows what a dating life is.
It's getting real. It's getting real.
I'm not sure which wigger we're on.
There's a few wiggers. There's a few wiggers. One makes me come a lot, and I'm not willing to do things that are going to get in jeopardy.
Okay,
jeopardize
so you don't
want to
jeopardize
that. Can I be honest
that?
With you? Nothing will jeopardize.
We don't know
yeah,
him.
No.
There's
no.
Nothing you could do that will jeopardize.
No one cares.
Are you like, you have all
like
the fucking power with
thing.
That.
I can't talk about it.
How good is this?
It's really, really
it's
good.
Not. You acting
it's
like
really,
this.
It's really, really, really
look
good.
Look at yourself.
No,
I
it's not.
Talking about it. It's very, very
you
good.
You acting crazy over this ding-a-ling.
Yes, I will agree.
People at home.
I will agree, but it's just like, I mean.
That's breathe, bitch. Believe it or not, it's better dick in the room.
It's not good. There's nothing to fight for here.
What'd you say?
There's no reason to fight for this. It's the most disposable dick I've ever heard. Like, you're going to ruin it. There's no way to ruin
it's just
it.
A different, I feel like it's like a different experience when you're a
understand.
Dude and you just come all the time. I found someone who's making me come so fucking hard, and I don't want to say something about him on a podcast that's going to make him stop making me come that hard. I don't give a fuck what's going on with his personality.
But we don't even know about him.
But it's not about you. It's about people listening, dude. It's not about us in this
wait,
room.
Wait, he listens to the show?
It's about
know.
Annie's weird thing
oh.
that she will never let go
yes.
of. Please.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Fuck, dude,
Kurt, you're
sucks.
Right. Kurt's right. Annie, you're right.
Not here to ruin her house of
you're
cards
right.
of
I have
life.
No right to come into this white world and destroy things
you know, for you
that
to
I
come
don't
into my
understand.
Wigger world. You come into my fucking wigger world. Tell me I can't say wigger. You're getting in the way of my fucking really sick orgasm.
I'm
and I'm
that,
fucking dead. I'm
a,
done.
I'm
going to
fuck that
you.
Dick up for you, bitch.
And
I'm
going to
fuck
bullshit.
It up. Ooh, I'm going to find this dude.
Like
I'm going to beat him.
It up. You
I'm
going to
beat this dude's ass when I find him. He making you gum? He making you gum? I'm going to fuck him up when I find
that
him.
That is exactly what Mary's ex-husband said while beating her.
I was like,
who made you cum?
We talk about this bitch getting choked
like
out. You worry about some future day.
I just, it's, please.
I'm fucking an open micer. Just, I'm like,
all this
I'll
open
say micers his full name.
All the pussy now.
No, there's not all the pussy. There's, look, there's two schools. There's the fucking, I can never fuck somebody with achievement school.
Right.
And then there's the, I can only fuck somebody with achievement school.
There you go.
These good ladies happen to be
she
with the other
both.
One.
Oh. I do, I go both spectrum.
But
no.
You don't go achievement. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
I just
not in common.
I won't.
No,
like,
she
yeah,
has
I don't
achievement
want them to
comedy.
Like give them buy me stuff. What, I want a present? What, do I want
wait,
dinner
wait, what
paid
are we
for?
Talking about?
It's like, because, dude, if you even pull the thread on this fascinating ball of fucking yarn here,
boo
it's
to
be
your
a
fucking new relationship sweater.
I'm not
I want to unthread it so bad. I want to pull.
I know.
And
I'm not
rip.
In
I don't
you
even
can.
Know what you're talking about. In Israel, you got crazy dick karate when I brought the nigga up.
Like,
look at this.
I did it before, though. I mean,
I don't even know who it is.
You did
I don't
a
even
jump
know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know these motherfuckers.
I don't know who it is. I wasn't aware who it was.
I mean, it's not like you're going to know the person. It's not like that. It's just.
So why get so crazy?
Is he a fan of the show?
It's more in your head than what's happening here.
I mean, listen.
You guys should be upset. You might lose a
might
listener.
Be more in your head.
That dick told you.
But does
you
he listen
mom.
To the show?
Yes.
He
and
does?
It's just fucking a nightmare that this is happening.
Okay, sorry. That dick tore you up, though. That dick got
up.
You.
You're blowing me
okay,
up.
Okay, that dick didn't get you? I don't know what to say
the
no
mouth
more.
Game got me probably more than the dick.
Oh, so that nigga went south. Right. Okay, now we'll we talking. Now we talking. He went down and talked to the south
everyone
mouth.
Does. Who
doesn't? Oh, who
doesn't?
Does
well.
Nigga, that's my M.O.
Yeah.
I fucking eat all he's bitches. No problemo.
I'm just coming really hard.
SVU is about
it
to catch him right
really
now.
Give me that rap, guys. I'm black. I'm the black one.
I'm just excited to be coming.
Like,
Well, it's welcome to the party, like, bitch. We've been coming.
I know, it's really infuriating.
I came twice. I would like to make talking. Just there.
You saw me stop.
I was like, oh my god, I spilled. Listen, Dave, what do you think about all this young foolishness?
I think that he's got an amazing tongue, and she wants
I just...
to. Getting...
What? Are you getting crazy now? He's not. He's just giving compliments.
I think they're
like
focusing.
A professor would in college.
I think you're focusing on the wrong thing. It's not a matter of making a comment. It's a matter of these certain narrow, insane parameters and making it right. You understand? Like, so that's what you're fucking with. It's not the comment.
Oh,
that's
the parameters.
Yeah, like you just say it's got to be a wigger. It's got to be someone who's not successful.
It's got to be so many stupid things lined up like planets.
But you're gonna. But she can't fix that
they
now.
They can be successful. This is a,
this is a lifetime of this. You can't just fix it now.
Okay.
It's a long journey.
So he's
got to
be a wigger.
I lost my virginity on a waterbed, guys. Like, do you need to know
more? See? That's called it.
My question is, how long did your uncle have a waterbed?
Well, it wasn't a waterbed like until you lost your virginity.
Shut up. Nobody cares what your new stupid dick, bitch.
What she's saying.
Title.
During World War II, we had a saying, and I think this is what you're saying.
Okay. World War. Yeah, let's hear it.
Send a salami to a boy in the army.
Loose lips sink little men in the boat. That's what we used to say.
I agree.
During World War II,
I agree
when
to
we
that.
Were fighting for democracy.
We and talk- you leave, so wait, are you going to just walk out now? That's what you're going to do? Why are you putting yourself out of the door?
In case you have to make a quick
escape. To go back? Is ISIS coming here?
No,
do you have an ISIS update?
I'm just, listen, I'm sweaty.
Stop turning me on. You're so sweaty. I have a half job.
I'm just like, this
I
is
have
my
a full
this
job.
Thank you. You're turning everybody at the table on right now with your hijinks.
I'm very scared, makes me very horny.
Yes!
Just so you know, the shot principle, you can't, it's just blood in the water. You're not discouraging. Like, because no one would know anything about anything until you're upset. I swear to God, no one would know what you're talking about.
No, I know, and it doesn't matter, but it's like already happening, and I gotta go to a spot. But
it's not gonna stop the thing from happening.
It doesn't.
It's not.
You're
so glistening right now.
You're
glistening.
I'm so sweaty.
You're glistening. You look amazing.
So
no, you got
to
glow to
the last like week, every spot I've fucking done has been like sweat from my fucking face down. It sucks because you do look like you're bombing. Do you know what I mean?
No, yes, you do.
Even if you don't.
You look like you're bombing and people, I'm like, this is not from you. Get over yourself.
Unless you're a black comic with a cloth in your back pocket.
That's why they always have
to. I got to get a Leslie Jones rag.
And get a hamburger as you sweat.
Where's my Leslie Jones rag?
Holy shit. It was way before Leslie, you bitch.
No, she uses one at the Comedy
Store. It was before her. Damon Wayans.
No,
there's nothing worse.
All right,
nothing
my Damon
worse.
Wayans rack.
There's nothing worse than bombing, and then you get that cold because you're like, no, I can pull out of this. But then the cold, I've had like the sweat for no reason. I'm like, oh, now you're betraying me, sweat glands. I was gonna fake my way through this, but you inside.
It's the opposite. Like if you're doing well, and then you're like just physically sweating, and then you start to look like you're bombing. The audience is thinking you're bombing. It's like so fucking annoying.
That's pretty
you
funny.
Ever have that? Just like you're like,
of course.
They're not gonna get me, and I'm like, bloop.
It's like,
they're getting me.
They don't know no better. And then you gotta.
You have to move your hand to wipe the fuck in.
Oh no, I've had, and then I'm like, I'm not moving my hand. Then I
you
feel
ever
it
have
trickle
the drop
down my face,
right on your nose, the drop ready to drip.
I'm in the middle of like.
What are you now? What?
I have a spot. I have to leave. This is real.
I tell say bye to everybody here then.
I will say bye when I have to, but I don't know.
You got so much nervous energy over this new dick, please, bitch. Please. Fuck your new dick. Fuck your new dick, bitch. We family,
yes,
motherfucker.
Yes, you will. You will. I promise you will.
We're family, okay? So don't do this there's to me. Don't, not today.
This is the other misconception
not
you have,
close
that
to
something
Easter, you
would make it. Someone stop getting this easy puss you're giving him. Like,
yeah.
He's not going to go away from the buffet.
Yeah, who is this fucking Ludacris or fucking Usher who he can just wave you away?
I promise you, you're not the lucky one here.
You dumb low self-esteem whore.
Stop attracting it. Stop attracting Annie.
She's a bottom feeder, and she thinks she has to be.
Sounds
she
like
thinks
her...
she has to feed on the bottom.
I know, my pussy wants what my pussy wants. It's not about me. Okay?
I know, you got shrimp
it's
leave,
what makes me wet.
Leave catfish puss makes, alone.
It's what makes me wet.
She like a good runaway with no dreams.
Yes.
Fuck that Port Authority dick, bitch. Eat my pussy, bitch. I don't care if I ruin it.
You got to have a long talk with your pussy about who's in charge here.
I mean, I'm enjoying myself. I don't
so
know
are
what the
we. We're laughing.
Is.
Listen, no, I think he's a cool dude. I don't know who he
is.
I don't know who he is, but I think he's a cool dude, and boy, does he deserve that pussy. He deserves
it. I don't really
know
much about his personality.
Did he vote Trump? That's all I want to know.
I have no clue. I don't know anything.
It don't
about
matter.
Him.
He won in the election because he got your snatch. He's winning. His first 100 days off the chain.
How can you not like Trump when he exhibits every great personality trait you love? Your pussy love. Your pussy voted Trump.
David, can you sing that Rocky song again?
Yeah, we need a Rocky song.
I thought
it was. No, that's Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, but that's also a Rocky song.
Yeah, both
but
Rocky
Dave was
songs.
Thinking of the, you know, when he's coming up the steps.
Rocky Strong, yeah.
It was perfect. It's just none of us knew what it was at first, and we were all fake laughing. And then you saw us
real
laughing.
I wasn't fake laughing. I knew what he was trying to do.
Then we real
I was laughing at how poorly he was singing it, but the joke helped.
I'm laughing at you checking on your phone to see if the dude texted or broke up with you already.
We're not live. Annie, we could cut anything you want. There's no reason to be nervous.
Wait, he just texted me. The dude who I don't know. I never heard of. He said,
what y'all
fuck
saying?
Off with your good pussy. I don't need it no mo. He said no mo, too. I don't. Is he down with stuff?
Stop.
He must be a wigger. He said no mo. Shut up, bitch. No one cares.
Oh, my God.
I don't think anyone cares.
You've said the right things to pick up, Annie.
I know. You no did mo. Get me. You saw me switching. I was like, ooh, it's getting a little sweaty in my underwear, too.
I can sell those in a vending machine. Hello, Japan.
I thanks, should sell favorite. My underwear. How much can you get for a good pair of
ooh,
stinky 30, undies?
30, $25, 20? You get 24 pop.
I would do it for 70.
I would
put the machine right in this fucking 70. Building. Don't play with me. If you, listen, this is the company I'm trying to open.
They want it to smell bad or they want
oh,
it to
they
smell
want them to no, smell
they
want it to smell
they
worn.
They want to be like crusty or what?
Worn. Yeah, no. Warm. It's different levels of it, though.
There's
it's
levels,
like corn chips, bitch. You got barbecue. You got original flavor.
That's the name of his company. It's like corn chips, bitch, but it's underwear.
That's really big in Japan, right?
It's going to be big everywhere.
They say that,
boo. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's big. I don't know.
They
it's
have
a million dollar business.
Like in Japan. I have not had a relationship where the chick didn't toss me underwear like I was a dog.
Oh, yeah.
In the last 10, 15
really?
Years. They always toss me pants. That's like a thing.
Because you really? Like it. Because
you
got to
break through the.
Like
yeah, you gotta,
what you been doing? Toss them over.
Well, toss them over here.
I don't know about the Japanese, but in Manhattan, the Chinese, I just see people bringing underwear to the Chinese all the time. They're just
the laundromats.
God damn it.
What do you, oh, it's a laundromat. I thought it was a fetish.
Does this remind you of your first old husband, these jokes?
Like Jason?
Did he hit you because you didn't laugh at his
jokes?
Let
me tell you about these Chinese. They can't get enough of my underwear and my pants and my shirts. Is it a sex thing?
What's going on with
it's
the Chinese?
Pretty fucking
I mean,
good.
They suck them clean, apparently. They come back. Not
April fresh, they come back.
There's not a trace of odor when they come back.
They like
they're
they
real
like.
Perverts.
No, I have this fetish where I like a Chinese woman to take my filthy underwear and I pay her. Yeah, take it. Clean my underwear, bitch.
You say it right to her face?
Like, you bring it back folded, bitch. Nice. In a plastic bag.
I know a girl who'll do all that and you get the hitter.
You don't have to make your little toss panties at you?
Shelby,
is that
don't
sex
judge me.
Or
this
punch?
This is Manhattan. This
sex
is
or punch?
Just a show of hit. Hands. Who sex. Is like, give me them panties?
Can't say that in front of her.
Who has panties tossed to them ever?
What do you mean?
You have your girls like, hey, let me have them panties.
Always, nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
I take them. Really? I don't wait for the toss. I intercept, if you will. I'm a quarterback.
Hand them over.
They throw them to the laundry. I'm like this. Pick.
Yeah.
Pick six.
Is that an uncommon thing? It can't be, can it?
No, but guys like underwear sometimes. It depends on the guy, though. Some of us, you know, some people are bashful about all they fucking fetishes.
I don't wear underwear.
You're like smelling fingers.
Really?
Never.
I always wear underwear.
Never do.
And you just get all crusty on your pants?
What do you mean
you just don't have discharge?
No, discharge.
You're afraid of yeast infections? Because that's why this chick I used to see when
you're
underwear.
That's not true. You don't get yeast infections from that.
She
you get
I wear them to sleep.
You get yeast infections because your boyfriend got a dirty dick, nigga.
I don't think that's why.
You can get them from other things.
Google it.
I've not gotten a yeast infection.
He said no mo. Then the wigger said. The wigger dude said no mo. So it got to be him, right? Got to be him. Who don't spell more? It's two more letters. No mo. Wigger.
Just I dated a Polish girl who had a yeast infection. Uh-oh. I shoved barley down there.
Yeah.
You made beer.
It was the most delicious No, it wasn't beer. I don't know what it was.
Beer Puss, her name was?
Oh, my God. My brother
Her name was Pilsner.
My brother had a girl.
Her name was Pilsner.
My brother had a girl come over to dinner, right, with all my family. My whole family's there. My
Your
sister-in-law.
Your twin brother.
My older brother.
Okay.
Had a girl come over. I do.
She has a twin brother who
looks
just
like her. Had an older
like
brother come
weird.
In.
I fucked the shit
brought
out of
this girl. Thank you so much.
I fucked him.
I think he's just been putting on beers. I don't think it's a brother.
I've been playing Leading Two Lives.
Yeah, I think.
I've just been taking off my beard. But yeah, so he brought this girl home with him, and we're like, oh, do you like her? She was nice. I think she was like a teacher or something.
Yeah.
And she went to the bathroom. We go, oh, she's cool. We like her. And he goes, we're going to break up. I'm like, why? And he's like, she has bacterial vaginosis, and she won't get it fixed, and her pussy smells really bad. And we're all just like eating dinner. We were all eating dinner, and my sister-in-law and I were like, this is the truest nightmare that you go to the bathroom.
You know what? I know a story like that. I'm a famous person.
Yeah, you smell like fucking
who
fish.
Oh, my boy, he didn't like her under-the-cover smell,
right.
And that's why they broke up. And
I know
both
who you're talking about.
Super famous.
I know who you're talking about.
No.
Don't say it, though.
But
it's
I'm not going to say
published.
It. Oh, I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't keep bringing it up or taunting you with it.
Fuck that boyfriend with that good dick you're getting it from.
What's it called? What's it called?
He is making
he's
me
not
come
your boyfriend.
A lot, so sorry, this is all we're talking about this.
What's the disease that makes your
vaginosis grossorosa?
bacterial vaginosis. BB. Yeah, it's like a yeast infection. I don't know exactly.
I'm a doctor. I know the name. Vaginosis.
But it smells
grossiosos.
So bad. Like you can do a sniff test to diagnose it. It is.
Yeah,
disgusting.
But yeah, but you can get a cure. You can get it.
It's
fixed.
Easy. Yeah, you take antibiotics. But this girl was like anti antibiotics or something. She wouldn't take antibiotics.
Oh my God! What was she doing for it?
Nothing. So Timmy was like, it's over.
Yeah, well, sometimes it takes interventions at a family dinner.
Yeah, but her vagina smells like salt and vinegar
it
potato chips.
It was just like one of these things.
That'd
my
be
brother
better.
And I. Nobody? No, that would be great.
Yeah.
Garlic and onion.
That's what
No,
my
it smells
preferred.
Like if you got a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish and just left it in the sun for a couple
I'll
of days.
I'll tell you how bad it smells.
Okay,
I was at that dinner, and I was dating a girl who was on her way to her prom, and she dumped our baby into her vagina because she thought it was a dumpster. That's how bad it's
true story.
I go with you on the journey. Do you look at me? You do give this look to me where you're like, it's going to take a second, but you're stay with me. And I give it to you.
I can't believe you didn't reference the Holocaust you lived through.
That's how it's a dumpster.
It's just so weird that you were there when the Holocaust started and you're still here now.
I've smelled work camps that smell better.
I'm going to go over the joke to that. What did the blind man say when he walked in front of the fish market? Hello, ladies. Oh, joke.
Dad joke.
Hello, ladies. Took that off. Saluted him.
How dare you? I mean, your guys' balls smell like shit, too. That needs to be wrong.
Let us finish laughing before you attack balls.
You don't know what our balls... I mean, they do smell like shit, but you don't know that.
You don't know that. I'll leave them
at
home.
No way to know
but
that. But I still put them in my
great.
Mouth.
They taste great.
They taste spicy.
In the summertime,
what's wrong with spice?
Yeah. Funky.
You like paprika, don't you?
Look, if you don't,
paprika.
If you don't
like
the smell,
paprika.
You don't like that.
Papa. That's what poppy says. Yeah. Hey, poppy.
If you don't like pussy smell, there's always dick, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever you're not
if you
into,
like ball smell,
smell the next thing.
There's a smell for everyone.
Those are my options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just wash your balls for one second.
It's out of the question.
Wash?
Just do a little swipe on
your
the balls.
I want to do, but you said your mouth wasn't available.
No,
I know.
So
I don't know if that's better. If you
I said
like
open
a
up. It's not my fault.
You poured the Listerine in my mouth, and you said keep your mouth open for a couple seconds. But I swallowed it. I know I wasn't supposed to swallow the Listerine. I did it. It's the only way I can get alcohol these days.
You guys are so...
It's my free lapse.
Gosh.
So, I mean, this has been an interesting conversation about Trump's tax plan.
The Jews always want to talk about politics.
You know Capitol Hill's the buzz right now. Everybody's a mess. It's healthcare bullshit. And they're trying to get... Well, they got the budget.
Is there a new healthcare night?
The budget's accepted until next September.
Right. This is the happiest I've been,
that's already
by
it.
The way. Not
I just wanted to make sure we didn't say
something. Asthma's pre-existing.
Let's act like we do know some stuff about
real
stuff. Huh? Am I right, audience? Nice talking with you.
Good job.
They're nodding. They don't know how radio works.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
There's
go,
a big
hooray!
Audience here, guys.
There's three dudes, and I think I bought weed off of two of them.
Yeah, I bought
all right, three of them. We got to take a break. It's almost break time.
Is it
oh
really?
Oh, my God. I really
we got
about
four or five minutes.
Where are you going?
I'm going to just, I have a fucking show.
Stop cursing, first of all.
Don't you fucking dare.
That's two curses.
Fuck.
Stop.
This is, if you leave.
You know, it's fucking oh, my God.
What did you want me to say? I know what curse
word
you're
going to say. It's all going to happen violently.
I know what you want me to say.
I know what I want you to do. Anybody want to tease anything? What do you got coming up?
I mean, I have a podcast about all my divorces.
Yes, talk about the podcast.
Happy What's Never After.
Podcast. Four episodes?
Her exes
well, I've
have
had
28
seven engagements.
Episodes.
Is that true?
It's a true story.
Yeah.
Seven engagements, three divorces. Seven.
Mm-hmm. How like, this is real like, religious never. Shit. This is religion. This is like, you know he was a Jehovah. He grew up a Jehovah
That's
Witness.
That's true.
Did you, have you been married?
No, he no. escaped.
Look at this monster.
When his torso and his dick grew, he ran.
They were in the, it was in the way of my legs, but I made it. I fell, but I just dragged myself. I threw my dick over the wall and climbed down.
Climbed over.
How Catholic were you?
I'm very.
Like super duper.
Yeah, I'm very
is it
polite.
Out of your head or
no,
is it still
that's
in
not,
there?
That's not what I was talking
I'll
about.
I'll get married again, probably.
Seven
yeah, we all get divorced.
Yeah. There's no way you're not going to get
married.
I think that's fine.
Like yeah. Early on in life, you never banged a dude you didn't think you was going to marry.
Correct.
See, that's how Elizabeth Taylor. But people talk about Elizabeth
you
Taylor getting married
now,
several times.
Like,
she never married anybody.
When
she
I
never
fuck
fucked
now,
anybody. She
I don't
married.
Even
really?
Like them.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah
if you want
best.
To fuck
yeah,
Elizabeth Taylor, you have to marry her. That's why she got married so many times. That's
really?
Why fucking old Blue Eyes, Sinatra said, I ain't fucking her because I don't want to marry her.
I can tell when a dude will marry me now.
What?
I can tell. Like, there's certain things I'm like, oh, he'd want to marry me. Like when we start dating, I'm like, oh no, oh god. Ugh.
That's the first thing I try to avoid. I'd be like, thing. This, please let me come off not marriageable.
Yeah, I'm like, why would you want this? This is a nightmare. This is not good. I am not here for another person. I'm here for myself, obviously.
Yeah, I subscribe everyone to my podcast. I'm like, let's just get this right all the way.
Oh, I want the people I'm hooking up with to not listen to anything I ever do, so I can talk shit on them.
Do you have the number for
you? Could do it anyway, and it won't do anything.
I don't care.
Who is going to be
I
like,
don't want to do
I'm,
that.
This strings-free sexual shit is over. There's
How do you
no
sleep? You sleep worrying about that nonsense? Because that's not a real
no,
thing to worry about.
I just sleep worried about going on podcasts and saying shit about people I don't want to say.
Bitch, believe
and
in your pussy.
And I do it every fucking... I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
Yes, I'm the gift. I get it. I'm fucking giving this guy a great thing.
You
that's
didn't even
fine.
Believe that when you said it. You
no,
laughed
I
when
don't
you said it.
It.
You dumb.
No,
you
I
laughed
know
when
it.
You said
no,
it.
I know.
You got the lowest
know.
Self-esteem. It's so beautiful. She's like, that's not, I'm giving him a gift.
Do you guys have a mirror? I think
pee
we should
and
hold
fart
it
and queef out of there. No, it's a gift. I promise.
Don't
it's a gift.
Don't side with them. Don't sell me out, bitch.
You don't believe in
You're
your own puss.
Side, don't do it.
I
don't fall
it.
For this bullshit.
You don't believe. Am I wrong, David?
I'm just trying to get the number for that girl who with the stinky puss. I figured
she must still have it. She must be walking around decades later. I mean, my brother's married with
who
kids
told
and
her?
Yeah,
no
nobody.
One told her at the
She's
that she had BV.
Yeah,
she knows she has it, and she was like, she was like, I'm not going to take the medicine for it. So my brother was like, ugh. But he told. I mean, literally, my mom, dad, all of us are sitting at dinner.
Can you
my
imagine?
My niece might have been.
Can
there.
You imagine the commercial for? She's walking through the park and flowers are dying behind her. Just flowers, just daisies dying.
I mean, Could that should be enough. I feel like that should be enough of a symptom. Like, if the smelly pussy isn't enough, the fact that your boyfriend's telling his entire family, that should be the symptom that makes you take the antibiotics. Yeah. I mean, that is so embarrassing.
First of all, just smelling yourself, you're like, oh, antibiotics are fine. You should just say that first whiff. Even if I had any beliefs like that, if I had, like, fucking...
Yeah.
I mean, I would need a lot less to go take antibiotics.
Yeah. This is true. I'm not making this up.
But, I trust you.
Bashar Assad, the president of Syria,
right?
He dropped her pussy on the citizens of Aleppo. Not her body. Just her
I knew
pussy.
It was going to be a true story.
This is a true story.
Well, there's a true story. I knew it was going to be a true story.
Chlorine on those babies.
That poor girl.
It's not right.
But like, you know, I feel like I have some guilt in my mind saying that too. It's like I just don't want to talk about shit.
Listen, we've run
right. I don't want to talk about shit, comedian.
Attention.
I always do it. I do it every fucking time.
We have run out of sarin gas. Go down on this girl right now. All of you animal pigs. Go down on this girl's pussy.
Instead of
the whole
fucking...
village.
The whole village, line up.
Children too. Oh, Assad, you monster.
She could have just put yogurt up there, but that would get gross.
Yogurt?
Yeah,
yogurt
yeah you're supposed
again.
To put yogurt in your
yogurt.
Bunny.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
really?
My friend's mom's
yeah.
yeah, she sounded like she needed the whole Dan and Company.
I mean,
I was like, come on, Brain, give me a company for yogurt. Come on, Brain. You got one, Dan and.
What's the
Dan and y'all.
What's the who's Christopher Guest married to? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
I don't know. They're
Doesn't
married.
She advertise a yogurt?
She does. The one for the keeping one. You regular.
Activia.
Hmm. Yeah, but she was born with a vagina and a dick, so how can we trust her?
I really want some confirmation on this.
I was going to go for that.
Allegedly.
Hang on for 1 second. I wanted to make a joke about how she tried to shove Activia up the... But,
the
but
dick I, hole?
But I
My bad.
But no, I thought, you know what? I'm not going to do that.
Do it.
No, it's not a true story.
About her being born with...
Yeah, that's why her father started a whole hospital. Yeah, it's a true story.
But how do we know?
Nothing cures that.
I was born with a vagina.
Yes.
I came out of one.
That's right. Oh. So, and haven't been
You've
back
had
since.
Really good ones, and uh-huh. that one needs and to have... be grown. I've had some bombs on this one, too. I've had some walkouts, too.
You walked out 9 times on one fucking half. What was wrong with you today?
It's just let me come. Just let me come.
You've been coming, bitch.
I have been coming.
And you think you're going to miss out on it. You think you're going to lose it.
I'm not going to lose it.
How many orgasms it's can me. You have in
you
one day?
You poor thing. She
in
fucks
one day?
How many orgasms?
Endless.
How many?
But Endless. That's from Endless. Your hand.
The entire time that I'm...
That's your hand. Yeah, but I'm talking about from other people. She rarely comes from other people. And that's why this dude is such a jewel to her, such a gem, because he can touch her and make her
it
come
It is hard
finally.
To find a dude that
this
can...
Robotic,
and then he cares if you come
nothing,
all the time. Like, it's constantly...
Come.
That's
How
like
hard
whole...
is it to make a woman come?
Oh, it's very... It's,
what are you talking about?
The woman's got to be into the, what the dude's touching.
Hang on.
First of all, the girl's got to be into it.
Pretend it's 1965.
Yeah, obviously she has to consent, you mean?
No, I'm not saying consent. I'm not saying into the...
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt.
Kurt, blog boy.
That's a myth. That's an urban legend.
Listen, you just got out of the blogs, Kurt.
Coming is like being hypnotized. You got to believe.
Women.
You got to believe first.
Women are, it's very easy to make women come.
I agree.
Let's go into my time machine.
They love me. They come all over the place.
It's 1966.
All right. You're what?
14,000
at the time. Yeah.
It's 1966. I'm about to go on the Ed Sullivan Show. It's so easy to make a woman come. Right. Here, watch. Take my Macy's credit card. See, I made her come. It's 1966, and I'm edgy. Now
that
back,
one was just like that last one.
Now back to 2017.
I mean, that one,
let them do the joke. No, girl, you girls ain't going to be rude.
I like
sitting
it.
Sitting on top of your
I'm
pussy, stepping
him.
On a nigga jokes. Let him finish his jokes, you pussy sitters. Sorry about that, David. These girls today, they don't know.
I let you in my time machine. I took you back to 1966.
Yes. They just mother vaginas and step on niggas' jokes. That's all they
well,
do.
Well, I didn't laugh because I wasn't born then. Oh. I wasn't alive.
You know who wasn't? Who else wasn't born then? That new dick you
Of course not.
What's his name? I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill that dude. I can't wait to find him. I'm going to find out who he is.
You'll never find out.
Oh, nigga, your vagina talks.
And so does my asshole.
Yeah, a bunch of blabbermouths. I'll find out. Plug something. What do you want to plug? We about to take a... Yeah, we out.
Is it over?
We got Bridgetown one more after this. In Portland tomorrow through Sunday, I believe.
Nice.
Come Dave, see me, bitch.
Go see Annie, for real. Get your tickets.
I got nothing.
Cool. Kurt, I don't hate to interrupt your text messaging, but you want to say anything?
I don't remember my dates, so we'll do it on the next one.
Excellent. Hey, Sherrod, don't forget June 11th, Helium Comedy Club, 7 p.m., Philly, still trying to put that shit together, but the tickets are sold. The blood clot.
Can you not say blood in front of the Virgin?
My bad.
when does this air?
This airs tomorrow morning.
Oh, I'm going to be there doing a benefit at the Punchline in Philadelphia.
Ooh. All right.
Sunday night.
Okay.
What's the benefit
with
for?
With Bonnie McFarlane.
Oh, Bonnie's on my show too, the Helium.
And Dr. Jonathan Katz, Sunday at the Punchline in Philadelphia. To wipe out stinky pussy.
Oh, wait, I don't know.
It's for Artwell.
She lives in Philly. All right, nice.
It's for Artwell.
That's amazing.
It's art. It helps people heal through art.
That's great.
Philadelphia.
I just don't believe that you believe in that.
This Sunday. This Sunday?
This Sunday.
Make sure y'all go check out Dave and Bonnie at the Punchline in Philadelphia. Yeah. And Artwell, right?
Theartwell.org, I believe.
Theartwell.org. Check it out. It's going to be a good show. I already know it's going to be a good show. Dave's going to be there. Bonnie's going to be there. That's
and
Race
Dr.
Wars.
Katz.
And we'll Dr. Right. Jonathan Katz.
We'll be back. Patreon.com/RaceWars. Subscribe.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. And find all of our shows at standuplabs.nyc.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Race Wars, we out.